Kehinah 41 is not directly about Tzion, but if we understand Kimitzion Teitzei Sora, one of the main losses of the Beis HaMikdash was that it was the center where Torah was supposed to be taught to get the correct halacha from Lishkas Hagazis. And the Kehinah talks about a particular incident in the times of the Rishonim. Wagon loads of the Talmud were burned by enemies in France, Christians who were against the ideas of the Talmud. The Kehinah was written by one of the great Balei HaTosfos, Maharam Rutenberg. And the Kehinah seems to understand that it was a divine punishment for Jewish people who had burned the works of the Rambam a mere 40 years earlier in the same place in France, who were bothered by the Rambam's ideas, the Maror Nevuchim. And the enemies copied us. We burned our own works, and they came along and burned over 1,000 copies of handwritten manuscripts at a time when each one was painstakingly written and transmitted. A terrible, terrible loss. The Paitan notes the irony of Torah being burned. After all, Torah was supposed to be given by Eish. The Torah was, in fact, given by Eish. We read the Shabbos about Kabbalah HaTorah, a Maimon Har Sinai, a mountain of flame, not just physically, but also passion. Mimino Eish Das Lamo, the Torah itself is called Eish. And the Gemara in Tainus and Daf Zayin says, why is Torah compared to fire? We know Torah is water. Torah is a lot of things, but Torah is also fire. And the Gemara says, because fire spreads, and Torah is meant to be spread, to be shared. Torah represents that light, that warmth, that fire symbolizes. The Torah was supposed to be in fire. The fire of sharing, the fire of giving over, the fire of being able to share without losing anything of yourself. Rashi has that comment in Balosra. Moshe Rabbeinu shared his nevuah, he shared his leadership like a candle that shares the fire without losing anything of its own. The idea of Torah and fire is wonderful. Until something happened. Now we have this image of Torah and flame, Torah and ashes. Because fire has another quality as well. Fire doesn't just spread warmth and light and heat and passion. Rachman Litzlan, fire also represents destruction. And just like when it comes to light and warmth, the more it spreads, the quicker it spreads, the more everyone benefits. Rachman Litzlan, when fire is destructive, burning capacity spreads, the more it builds, the more it consumes. The bigger it gets, the more dangerous it gets. The enemies saw our Torah as a source of danger for their own culture, for their own faith. But really it started with us, that we saw Torah as something destructive. Ideas we couldn't bear to listen to. That self-hating, that self-censoring of the Rambam's works, which is a microcosm of just the general cynicism, the scoffing that we feel, the complaints that we have, our lack of appreciation for the Torah. The Torah seems barbaric, we say. The Torah doesn't understand us. Nebuch on us. That we misconstrue the Torah as being a source of consuming and burning and danger when it's all supposed to be about light and warmth and heat and passion to gather around the fire, to bring that peace and harmony that comes from a sense of security and light being on, meaning people are home. The Beis HaMikdash also was supposed to be that fire. Mentioned before, it was given with fire, and now taken away with fire. And we look forward to having it back with fire. Fire is wonderful. If we take it the right way. This Kehinah is a time to lament the Eish of Torah, which was so perverted. We're going to read the Shabbos about the Torah was supposed to be a source of wisdom for all the nations. They would look at our Torah, our Chukim and Mishpatim, and say, wow, look at these people, look at this light, look at this beacon of truth. And instead, the enemy saw it as a source of confusion, of scoff, of scorn. And it starts with us. If we view Torah as a sort of life, a source of light and warmth, And the people of the world will see it the same way. But if we burn our own books, if we're critical of our own leaders, of our own Mesorah, of our own mitzvahs, well then Torah is going to be that fire of destruction all around us. And if the Torah is burned, Rachmana Litzlan, it's a reminder for us of just how far we've fallen, how we've stopped seeing Torah as a light, and instead viewed it as something dangerous. Now is the time to lament how we failed to honor the Torah, and hopefully once again see it as a source of light. Shall we see?